Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Carol Downey. The haunting wail of a loon at dusk. You probably know that sound. The wail for the loon is its way to call to its mate or its young. For me, it's an evocative sound that will always take me back to my first trip to the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northern Minnesota. I've been longing to experience the Boundary Waters since I first heard about this magical place 20 years ago. It was on my first multi-day paddling trip on the Mississippi River, south of the Twin Cities, with about 100 other paddling enthusiasts. Around camp in the evenings, I heard stories of the rugged beauty and serenity of the North Country, the wildlife, and the bugs. Hearing about loons, moose, bears, and abundant freshwater fish outweighed the buggy downside of the place. So I finally got my chance to experience the stunning beauty and wonder of the Boundary Waters this summer. My preparation motto, courtesy of one of my fellow adventurers, was, "If you bring it, you sling it," meaning I had to carry my own big Duluth pack with all the gear I dared to put in it. It's a far different packing strategy than car camping. We were blessed with perfect weather, not needing to don our rain suits the whole week, a rarity in the North Country. The few clouds we encountered parted for us at night to be awed by the spectacular Perseid meteor shower, our reward for surviving the hour-long mosquito storm at dusk. The beautiful loons are ubiquitous up north and were very bold around us, apparently very comfortable with canoers since the Boundary Waters is essentially a vast playground just for canoers. It was a unique experience to be on the lakes and see only canoes. No fishing boats, no jet skis, no pleasure yachts. No noise but the sounds of the wilderness and the dip of a paddle, and our human exclamations of wonder and awe at the sights we encountered. I treasure my memories of lakes like mirrors at dawn and dusk, with only the trail of a canoe wake or waterbird to ripple the glassy surface. I found myself smiling with the simple joy of paddling a solo canoe out in the middle of a lake on a sunny first morning out of base camp. Sheer joy at the tranquility, the beauty, the soul-soothing solitude as I cruised across the water with not another human in sight. I need to return. The loon is calling me.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.